Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on Von Dot Radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you breaking news published by Lucinda Dordley. The number of humanitarian efforts taking place in the mother city has increased since lockdown, as the COVID-19 pandemic has deeply impacted the livelihoods of many. Last week, students used the money set aside for their annual matric ball to make up food parcels for the residents of an informal settlement known as the Haiti in Deep River. It was Oliver Slingers, who trains at the gym with Howard Davids and teaches at the school, that requested if he could bring one of their students to assist in feeding the hungry on the streets. The student who came was so taken aback that he persuaded the matric dance committee to donate their money to feed the hungry in the Haiti, said James Odell, a local photographer who photographed the students as they provided food for the community. We asked them to make up food parcels and to hand them out to the mothers. The delight on their faces made their day. A group of Cape Town chefs have also come together to make a difference by putting their skills to work and hosting a soup-a-thon with a goal to produce 326,000 cups of soup a month for hungry residents in the mother city. Also, a woman from Ottery has identified over 100 families in her area who require support during the lockdown. To provide help during this tough time, she also has started a crowdfunding campaign to help feed them. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Von Dot Radio, Voice Over Nations. I'm Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on Von Dot Radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you the latest Rand Water update with News 24. Rand Water has been paid 200 million Rand by the Department of Basic Education to supply emergency water tanks to more than 3,000 schools. The department identified 3,335 schools that had no adequate water supply. So far, COVID-19 infections have been recorded at 775 schools, with 523 pupils and 1,169 staff affected. The Department of Basic Education has paid Rand Water 200 million Rand to supply emergency water tanks to more than 3,000 schools. Department Director General Mathanzima Mweli told MPs on Wednesday that prior to the reopening of schools, 3,500 without adequate water supply had been identified. Mweli and several other department officials briefed Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Basic Education in the impact of COVID-19 lockdown on schools and its preparations. He added that Rand Water had procured tanks from 40 different suppliers, and that the average cost for a 5,000 litre and 10,000 litre tank was 5,020 and 9,055 respectively. The Western Cape is the only province where Rand Water was not involved in providing water tanks. Basic sanitation would also be provided to schools in Limpopo and the Eastern Cape, the department said. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Von Dot Radio, Voice Over Nations. I'm Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. here on Von Dot Radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you News 24 from Midvale Mako Mayor for Development Planning and Human Settlements. Mokete Motsumai said that on the 7th of June, he received reports that a land occupation was underway. Hundreds of people have flocked onto private land in Midvale. It's claimed they each paid a donation of 250 rand to a group of men leading the occupation who call themselves the Big Six. The Big Six say they will use the money to legally protect the occupation. Private agricultural landowners in Walkerville, Elandsfontein, Midvaal say they have been subjected to assault and threats to their families by a group of men who call themselves the Big Six and stage land occupations. Hundreds of desperate people have moved onto private land after they were sold plots. The Red Ants and Johannesburg Metro Police Department have demolished shacks, but the occupiers refuse to leave, Ground Up reported. Even though we deployed Red Ants to demolish shacks 2 weeks ago, the people refuse to leave the land. They have been making excuses that our office has allowed them to continue with land allocations, which is not true. We even met with them and told them to stop land allocations. We obtained a court order which stated that the invaders were to vacate the land within 72 hours. We have deployed the JMPD to act on the order. We will do everything in our power to remove them. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vaan.radio, Voice Over Nations, with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor, Ingrid D, here on Vaan.radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you with News 24 Business Insider Fuel Customer Service Update. South Africa's petrol brands score high with customers, but one lags behind. Engen is the most popular petrol brand when it comes to customer service, according to a newly released survey. Caltex came in below industry standard. Sasol has the lowest rate of customer complaints and the highest rate when it comes to resolving problems. Loyalty programs such as Discovery Miles, Pick and Pay Smart Shopper and eBucks also play a big role in customer satisfaction. While most South Africans can't really tell the difference between fuel quality when it comes to choosing a petrol station, the stakes are high and the race is tight. Engen scored the highest in a customer satisfaction survey conducted by market research firm Consulta. Bringing in the rear was Caltex, which came in below the industry average. Fuel as a product is a commodity, and aspects such as quality of fuel is essentially a hygiene factor and not a differentiator. Most consumers have no understanding of fuel quality at brand A versus brand B and expect that they will get a product of appropriate standard at every fuel station. However, what is not a commodity is the customer experience and the choice that consumers have. Here the stakes are high to attract the patronage of customers who are prepared to go out of their way to use a specific brand because of the experience and perceived value they get at a particular fuel station, explains Prinsloo. In terms of global comparisons, South Africa's fuel station brands are much more popular than those in the United States. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vaan.radio, Voice Over Nations, with me, Ingrid D.